Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
About that blessing, praise the Lord, you better go get it, praise God, on tonight.
It's like you're looking through a telescope, you see where you're gonna be, growing, getting better, you're not the person they see, can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle, now you're stronger than you've ever been, they can't stop your
Take you
home. See, everybody.
y'all know what time it is. It's time for the revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. Praise the Lord. On today, I'm your host, Elder Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to welcome everybody to the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Fellowship. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord on today.
Bless the Lord on today.
Hallelujah. We thank God. We thank God for everybody that's called in.
Everybody that is tuned in.
Come to have a blessed time in the Lord on the day. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're finna get started.
Amen. We're finna get started.
Difficulties, praise God. We think we got those worked out, praise God. Hopefully everybody online can hear me on tonight. Bless the Lord. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in to the revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. We keep going and going and going, and we keep gonna keep going. Hallelujah. And to the Lord, tell us to stop. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each one of you on tonight. If you're out there on YouTube, amen, call those numbers on your screen. Be a part of the service on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. One number I know you can get into, call 848-220-3100. That's 848-220-3100. The access code is 299-299. I guarantee you, if you call that number, you will be able to get into the service, whether you're on the home phone, a landline, or a cell phone. Praise the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for each and every person that's called in and tuned in on today. Amen. We truly hope you have come to have a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you.
We want to thank you for allowing us to come together in your name on today, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit move in a mighty way. Let it flow, hallelujah, as the rivers do, Lord. And we thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge that you are about to drop into our spirits on tonight. Lord, we want you to know we love you. Lord, we want you to know that we appreciate you for each and everything that you do in our lives. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in. Once again, this is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. The revival that just won't quit. We keep going and going and going like the Energizer Bunny. We keep waiting on the fat lady to sing, praise God, but she just took a nap. So we got a while before she wake up. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. So we're going to come. We're going to magnify the name of the Lord. We're going to have some church on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to lift up his name, praise God, and we're going to hear some word. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. If you're out there, praise God, get ready to call in, praise God, to give your prayer requests, to give your testimonies, because it's almost about that time. Praise the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to open up the throne of grace with Mark chapter 11, hallelujah, verse 24. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. Mark chapter 11, verse number 24. Praise God. And it reads, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his high and his holy word on tonight. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at this scripture before we open up the lines for testimony and prayer requests. Therefore I say unto you, this is Jesus talking. Hallelujah, praise God. So he's saying, I'm saying this to you. Hallelujah, amen. He says, what things soever ye desire. Hallelujah, amen. What things you want. Hallelujah. Whatever you want. That's the breakdown. They try to be poetic when they rewrote the Bible, and amen, tried to be, you know, hallelujah, artistic with the words, praise God. But he's basically saying, whatever you want when you pray, believe, hallelujah, that you have received it. Hallelujah, praise God. That's a key part of prayer that we have been missing, praise God, hallelujah, the belief. Praise God, hallelujah. He says, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received it and ye shall have it. In other words, when you pray about it, you got to believe God's already did it in order to receive what God's already done. Oh, that went over somebody's head. I'm going to say that one more time. When you pray for something from God, hallelujah, you have to make God believe that you have already gotten something you ain't got yet in order to receive it. Praise God. See, that sounds crazy to the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. The world wants to see that. I got to see it to believe it in the world. And see, it's a lot of doubting Thomases. Praise God, in the church. There's a lot of doubting Thomases, praise God, walking around with God, but doubting everything they see. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Thomas was in the presence of God, in the presence of Jesus, and didn't believe it was him, although he's looking at it. He don't believe what he sees, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. He had to touch it in order to believe it, praise God, hallelujah. And he said, blessed is he, hallelujah, amen, who does not see, but yet believes, praise God, on tonight. Y'all didn't catch it, hallelujah. He said, you got to touch something to believe that it's going to come to fruition. You got to see it to believe it. You got to touch it to believe it. But blessed is he who can rejoice in my name. Hallelujah, over the car when there's nothing in the driveway. Blessed is he who can rejoice over the spouse when they roll over and ain't nobody laying next to him. Blessed is he who can rejoice over the child. Hallelujah, when ain't no children around. Blessed is he who can rejoice over the job even when he's unemployed. Blessed is he. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to rejoice over that healing when you still sick. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You got to rejoice over that child when they still a troublemaker. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to make God believe it. Hallelujah. Forget what you got to make God believe that you believe that he going to work it out. Yeah, you always sing the song, God is always on time. Yeah, you sing the song, Jesus gonna work it out. Yeah, you sing the song, hallelujah, praise God. But do you believe the song that you're singing? Hallelujah, praise God. It ain't enough to just give God lip service. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. It ain't enough, hallelujah, to just say I believe. It ain't enough, hallelujah, to just say this and say that. You gotta believe it in your heart. He says a lot of people out there worship me with their mouth, but their hearts are far from me. Hallelujah, praise God. You worship me with your mouth. You say I believe God's going to work it out, but on the inside, you don't believe God going to work it out. Hallelujah. On the inside, you doubt God. On the inside, you don't believe he going to do it. On the inside, you don't see no way possible. Hallelujah, praise God. God is saying it's time for you to change what you're thinking on the inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to come to a point of repentance in your life where you change your mind. That's what repentance means, praise God. When you look up the word repentance in the Greek from the New Testament, the word is metanoia. Hallelujah. Meta meaning to change and noia meaning psyche. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's where we get psychology, which is the study of the mind. Praise God. So the word repentance in the Greek, the way it was originally written, hallelujah, literally means to change your mind. Once you begin to change your mind about what God can do in your life, you will begin to see the blessings of God manifest in your life. Hallelujah. Quit saying, I got to see it to believe it. You better believe it in your heart before it manifests. That's how it's going to get there. You got to believe it for yourself. Hallelujah. Once you believe it for yourself, you ain't got to have no trouble, no classes on how to make God believe that you believe. Hallelujah. Pray. I'm finna open the line, but God say this. You ain't got to learn how to make me believe anything when you really believe it. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you believe it in your heart, when you change your mind, hallelujah, amen, about what you think God can do. See, he say it's a way that's right to you that's wrong to me. Hallelujah. You think you know what you're talking about, but you don't. When you let go and let God, when you fully let me manifest myself in your life, when you truly believe, you will give it all over to me. And when you give it all over to me, you'll see that child straighten out. You'll see them finances straighten out. You'll see that ministry straighten out. You'll see them people at the job straighten out. Glory to God. You'll see that spouse straighten out. Hallelujah. You'll see all of your crooked paths made straight once you begin to believe. Blessed is he who believe it, but they didn't see it. Hallelujah. I don't see the car, but I'm going to praise you for it. I don't see the house, but I'm going to praise you for it. I don't see the bank account, but I'm going to praise you for it. Glory to God. I don't see the clothes in the closet, but I'm going to praise you for it. Hallelujah. You got to learn to give God praise before you get it. How? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when you begin to praise God, when you begin to glorify him, he said, if you lift me up, I'll lift you up. Hallelujah. If you make me feel good, glory to God, I'll make you feel good. We'll have an equal exchange. Glory to God. Once you start believing in your heart, hallelujah, once you change your mind, once you believe that I can do any and all things Glory to God. You will begin to praise me. Hallelujah. And then you will begin to see my blessings manifest in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So as we open up the phone lines today, praise God. Come with that attitude that God's already corked it out. Hallelujah. Come with the attitude that God is still in control. Come with the attitude that God is still on the throne. Come with the attitude that God, hallelujah, has already worked everything out in my favor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The phone lines are now open. If you have a testimony or prayer request, hallelujah, now is the time. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. First of all, I'm giving honor to God for being on the line tonight. I thank God for who he is. I thank God for what he's doing in all our life. I thank God for change. I thank God for restitution. I just thank God for being on time, God. I want you to pray my strength in the Lord that I'll forever stand for him and fall for nothing else. Pray also for my children, my unsaved loved one, my family, my friend. Pray for my baby, my younger brother, Carl Delaney. Just pray that God works America in his life and heal him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. And pray for each and every one that's on the line that God replace more of him and less of ourselves. More of him and less of ourselves. And we do the things that he'll requiring us to do. That means love him first with our whole heart and soul, and then love our neighbors as we do ourselves.
Yes.
And I just want to start thanking, praise God, because he is on time, God. He might not come when we want him to, but like I heard somebody saying, he always on time.
Yes,
amen. Thank you for showing my life.
Amen.
Thank you for giving me a second chance. I thank him for always interfering when even he come to tell me when I'm wrong. Even he beside us when we walk. Even I want him to be in my conversation. I want him to be all up in my business. So that I won't lean to the left, and I always be on time, and I always go towards the right. Pray my strength in the Lord that I be the one he's calling for. Pray for the bereaved family and what they're going through, and people is losing people, and pray that they all be saved and get salvation before we leave this world. Pray my strength in the Lord that I keep doing Jesus no matter what. No matter how I seem, no matter how I look, that I keep pressing towards the mark of thy calling, that is in Christ Jesus. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Anyone else on today?
Thank God for being here. Thank God for my nephews, cousins, family members, friends. My sister, my brother, my nephew, all my nieces.
Amen.
Thank God for Sister Kathleen, Sister Alberta, Sister Virgie, Sister Crystal. Annette, Brother Anna Corey, Brother Andre.
Bless you.
That's all I got to say. Go get your blessing.
Amen. Thank God for Brother Bobby on tonight. Anyone else? Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God.
Yes, praise the Lord. Good afternoon, church family.
Good afternoon.
Is guys probably recognize my voice, but those that don't, I'm Linda calling from Palmdale. I just want to praise the Lord that Giovanni had a situation over the weekend. And the Lord came to me throughout the night in a dream. And he told me that he was going to be okay, that he was going to be a living testimony for his lifestyle and for me not to worry. And I thank the Lord for that, because for the last few weeks I have been praying to the Lord to give me the strength to give them back to him. Because, you know, wow, it's been a roller coaster a while. It's like when I think he's improving, he goes the opposite way. So, you know, and I have been praying the Lord to give me the strength to give them back to him. I tell him, you know what? I realize you give us these kids. Now, these kids are grown. I'm giving them back. I can't endure it no more. I can't do it no more. So I've been showing them tough love. So I need you guys to keep praying on his behalf. But I had a dream saying he was going to be okay and he was going to be a testimony. So I'm trusting in the Lord. I'm not questioning it. I'm not going to think about it. I'm just going to wait and see what the outcome is. But it came to me in spirit. You killing yourself for what? You big dummy? When I want them, I'm going to take them. And ain't nothing you could do about it.
Amen.
So the last night I had peace within my soul and my strength. So I just want to continue to thank everybody that's been praying for him, praying with me. I want to continue to be thankful for the prayer line and for everyone that's on the prayer line. And I let's continuously pray for each other. And I'm kind of disturbed about something. I've been praying about it. I don't know if I would be out of line if I brought it to the table, but I'm usually a straightforward person, and if something stays on my mind long enough, I speak on it. But I said, I'm going to give it a couple of more days, and I'm going to pray on it, and I'm going to see, ask the Lord, should I move forward with it? If he gives me confirmation, I will. But with all this said, I don't want to tie up the line in everybody's time, but I just want to thank everybody. I continuously praise the Lord for all of his provisions and for waking me up. And, you know, he's good all the time. And he's always right on time. He's an on-time God. I love that song. So with that said, let's everybody be blessed. And everybody continue to pray for each other. Amen.
Amen
and
amen. Amen. Thank God for Sister Yolanda on tonight.
Thank
I'm sorry, Sister Linda. I'm sorry, I'm writing names down right now. Praise God. Going over the prayer list. Mm-hmm. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else on tonight?
Go ahead. I'm going to wait. Go ahead, Sister Linda. Sister Linda.
Yeah, Linda.
I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me off on a new day. I want to thank the Lord for taking care of my family and friends.
Amen.
I want to ask the Lord to go, please take care of all those in the hospitals and nursing home, prisons, jails. And I want to ask the Lord to please put out the fires in California. Please, Father God, help all those in Louisiana. Please, Father God, help all your children. Keep us safe, Father. Help us to do your will in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank God for Sister Yolanda on tonight. Anyone else? Praise God.
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Amen. That's Sister Kathleen.
My family is going through because my cousin got killed last Monday, a week today, in that 18-wheeler accident with the 20 cars in Fort Worth.
Oh.
So we going through so much, and then we just lost a cousin 3 weeks ago. And they got another cousin that they buried on Saturday. You know, it's just so much is going on. And then I'm trying to put my parents and them house together. So I don't have enough money to get the stuff to finish doing the roof. The remaining of the stuff is $600 and some odd, and I tried to get from the raise it up to that amount for I'd be able to finish it. They said that the computer declined it. Said they didn't want to give me the $300 extra because it's a new account. So I'm believing God for a wild miracle because I have to have it by tomorrow evening. But it can put on the house for the inspector to go ahead on and let us be able to move to another part. So my family out there is steady attacking me, the ones who don't want me to have the house. It's just so much. It's like that. I'm on a roller coaster and don't know where it's going there, but I know God is there. When I was a little, when I was in ninth grade, I made this picture of Jesus in the window. And I had never had gotten anything out of the house. And when I was cleaning it, taking all the old sheetrock and the ceiling out, you know, the shingles out in the house, I picked up with the shovel. I felt something, and I picked it up, turned it over, and picked it up. It was my it was the Jesus that I made with my name on it in the year. And I started screaming and hollering, oh, I found Jesus. Oh, he stayed here for me. I said, Lord, I left you there and came back and found you there.
Amen.
So
hallelujah.
That was a confirmation to let me know, don't give up.
That's right.
And, you know, all that I'm going through, the devil won't make me believe. You got to give up. And I know God got that somewhere. $621.74. That's nothing to God. So I believe in God for a miracle. So, and I do need prayers for, you know, for my body to stay healthy and that I won't be falling asleep driving home because I got to drive out there early in the morning and drive back and I have to sit in the car when it gets too hot. And, you know, today I went out there and didn't have no food to bring for me to eat. And I said, Lord, this is a shame. I feed the hungry and didn't even have no food for myself today, you know, but water until I got home. So God just teaching me that he still took care of me through all I went through. Today, you're taking care.
Amen.
So it's
thank
a blessing.
You,
you know, and I just believe God for it. You know, only what you do for the Lord will last in the end.
Amen.
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 I don't want y'all to seem like I'm just being a crybaby, but I'm saying, Lord, have mercy on me.
Amen.
You know, Sister Kathleen, can you guys hear me?
Yes. Yeah,
we don't feel
you.
Like you a crybaby. You know, the Bible keeps saying pray without ceasing and continuously to pray and pray and pray until you have results. And I was feeling that way a few weeks ago. And I sat down on my testimonies because I was like, I know these people are tired of hearing me repeat this same prayer over and over and over. But then I heard Brother Andre say, you know what? The testimony and your praise bring the Lord to you. In other words, a closed mouth don't get fed. The Lord may be thinking, knowing what I'm thinking, but... I came to the realization I'm going to keep saying that same prayer and that same testimony until I see results.
Amen.
You know, so, you know, we all still praying for you. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it now. Since you opened the door, I'm just going to put it out there. I don't mean no disrespect to no one, but it's bothering me that we all are a family in Christ. And, you know, she needs help. Why can't we all pull together and donate something? You know, if it's nothing but $20, each one of us, you know, that would help. You know, but, you know, you can't demand people to volunteer their funds. You could just ask them. But I keep saying it over and over because in my heart, it don't feel like it's right. Because I keep saying, if you know somebody needs some help and you in a position to help them, you supposed to help them. I mean, $20 is $20. You know, we blow that on nonsense. And it would benefit all of us if we was to pull together as a family, as a church family, and help one another when we in need.
Amen.
Well, Sister Catherine, this is Sister Jackie Walker from Long Beach, and I got $20. Anybody else want to challenge me in our $20?
Amen.
I'm on it.
Oh, no.
I'll challenge you. Yeah.
Okay, I got $20. My brother Andre sent it to me. I don't know who I got to send it to, and whatever.
Amen.
You know, the Bible said, when you bless, be a blessing. So we supposed to be a blessing to our sister. So if she needs help, we all need to kick in like Flint and help her.
Exactly. What's so hard about that?
I'm willing to give.
Is there a cash out?
Amen.
I have a cash app.
Amen.
You have a cash app? Okay, my granddaughter had one, so I'll have her. Can you send it to me, Andre, a cash app to Apostle or something, because I can have my granddaughter send it for me. I can send it to you tonight, Sister Catherine.
It's my telephone number, 504-505.
Well, give it to Brother Andre. Give it to Brother Andre.
I'm
driving right now, and I can't get it.
I'm giving it. You say 504?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
545.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wait. It's my telephone number. It will be 504.
Uh-huh.
505.
Uh-huh.
5728.
Okay. All right.
And then the name should come up. It should be Kathleen Purnell, and then at the bottom it will say $ Kathleen TJ.
Okay, and that's the cell phone number you gave me?
Yes, that's my cell phone number I give you.
Okay, all right. I'll text you in a few minutes, and you can text me your cash app, and I'll text that out to everybody. Well, everybody who knows about that.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, ma'am.
I think I have your. I'm gonna have to have a caregiver go into my phone, but I think I still have your cash out, and also Pastor Andre, I have your cash out. But because think difficulties I've been going through, I haven't been able to send anything, but I will be sending something. I will have the phone cash up and send something. And sister,
thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you all, Sister Glenda, for recognizing the word of God. That was one to another. That means if I see my brother or sister struggling,
we supposed to reach out and help them.
And I know it's attack of the enemy. Wait, wait, I hear the noise. I don't know if y'all can hear me. I know it's attack of the enemy.
We're not supposed to set up our battle with confessions. Because the word of God also say, can you hear me? The word
I can hear
of God
you.
Say the earth to God belong to God and the fullness there is. And so we know that God on the earth, and we know that everything in the earth belong to God. So if he did it, if he say do it, we supposed to help each other.
Amen.
And don't never say we can't do it, because if God see your heart and see you doing it from the heart, he'll bless you with more. He'll give
Amen.
You more. So
and you know what?
No
I
want
to say thankful to everyone that's on the prayer line, because, you know, it's a lot on her. And I wouldn't sleep. She done invested what she could so much. She's halfway there. So why for her to lose the half she already invested, it doesn't seem right. It's not right when there's somebody out there to
Amen.
Help her. You never know. You might need a place to
Amen.
Stay one day. And she might pull you in. You
Amen.
Don't know. You don't know what the Lord's going to do. You don't know what the future's going to bring. You don't know. You don't know. I'm sitting here in tears because I am so thankful to the heart of the Lord that everybody's pulling together to help her, because she's traveling every day, and that gas is expensive.
Every day I'm driving. And the thing about it, I know it's the attack of the enemy, because all the food that the people give me for the homeless in a brand new box, I lost everything. And the people tell me they're going to give me $200 for over $3,000 worth of food. And I mean a big box. A big box. You know, and I said, Lord, I can't get discouraged. I know God is going to work this out. And the guy that's doing the roof, you know, if I would have known all that I know now, I don't think I would have really used him. But, you know, when you got to do something in a hurry, sometimes you don't have time to think. You just got to trust the Lord and just walk through the door. And that's what happened with this situation with the guy that's working on this house. I have to walk through the door because I had a deadline for the judge. I had to make sure that I have the roof on there, at least the covering on there. So I got there, not and got there, and I just hear them pop up. You know, it's just like the more I try to go forward, the more the devil's trying to pull me back. You know, and I know God ain't that type of person. It's just so much. So I came home today, it felt like I was going into a sleeping spell. You know, it's like I just can't get it together.
Amen. Amen. We're praying for you, Sister Kathleen. Amen. And we believe, amen, we're gonna pull together and see what we can do. Amen. We believe we with the help of the Lord, he's going to do everything else.
Bless
you. Brother Brown, I just want to thank the Lord for waking me up in the morning. Start me up on a new day. And thank you for my family, my friends, my sisters, Kimmy, Sean, Trista, my niece and my nephews, my cousin Bobby, the rest of my family. Thank you for Elder Curry and Ward and Pastor Ball and Miss Kathleen and Virgie and Chris, Danny, Atlanta, Yolanda, all y'all. Ask them to take care of the homeless. Somebody in the homeless needs right now, Lord. I ask them to go down that highway, take care of the child on the road today, or wherever they may be. I ask you, Lord, to take care of the one that locked up on incarcerated, all the prisoners, Lord Jesus. I ask you to protect our presidents, Lord, protect Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Take care of our armed servicemen, the ones in the military. Protect these little kids when they get ready to go out to school next month, Lord. Tell me your blood, Jesus. Jesus, I pray, man.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm praising the Lord in advance for testing the minds of my children and touching their hearts and for blessing me. I just thank him and I praise him. And it's just so hard to just see your children in such a bad way, and they don't, to me, they not trying, but I just ask the Lord to give me the faith and the hope that they would do what's needed to be done, and they like, here, there we are, here. And I ask prayer for you in Jesus' name.
Excuse me.
Amen.
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 Excuse me. Excuse me.
Sister Kathleen.
Yes.
Is there a Western Union near you?
Yes. At Walmart.
Okay. Well, I'm here with my grandkids.
Oh,
I think Giovanni went to go pick up his wife, because you know they have to share a car. So I'm gonna stop at Walmart.
Sorry, what you said?
This is Sister Jackie Walker in Long Beach. I'm gonna do a collection for you. I got friends. I'm gonna go around and do a collection for you. So I'm gonna probably send it to you to Walmart too.
Okay, you can do Walmart.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna do a collection for you, so you're gonna be getting a little more than $20.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank all of y'all.
You're welcome anytime. That's what we're supposed to do. It's not just your phone. It's all of our problem. We're supposed to take on each other's problem and look after each other. And that's what I'm about. I'm a giver, and I love to give, and I can help any kind of way. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank all of y'all.
Amen. Fellows could come to cover this. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, man, somebody has some background noise.
Let me,
hallelujah. We thank God for what's going on in the fellows right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Us coming together as one family. Praise God, hallelujah. Okay. Praise God, hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
This is Evangelist Alberta. I had said that I was going to sow my seeds to you and also to Seth Corey and Sister Kathleen. I just want to thank God for everybody showing up on the woman of God's behalf, because it's a blessing when you give. God, you know, he sent people to give to the needy. And there's a lot of greedy people getting fed. But he said give to the needy. And I thank you, praise God, for this Kathleen, because since we've been on this line, she's been going around feeding the hungry, feeding the children, giving the change. And I just thank God, because I want to do it, and you can want to do it, but you have to send the angels of God to go do it for you. And I thank God for you all being a volunteer, because I know he feeds the hungry. He go up into them freeways and go different places. And I always said in my heart, I want to do something like that, but I can't go. But he's sending her out to do it. So I just want to say I thank and praise God for the volunteers, because there's people out there, and we could get to them just going to feed them. We could tell them about God.
Amen.
I have I don't know what my little grandson want to say, but he's trying to say something. I don't know, maybe he want to volunteer his time. Darion. Darion. Now he's not saying nothing, but thank you, praise God, for all you are.
Okay.
Thank you, praise God, for you, Evangelist Walker. Thank you, praise God, for Pastor Corey. I just thank you, praise God, that he has some warriors and prayer warriors and watchers on the wall. And I just want to say, if you're on the wall, don't come down. And if you pray daily and night,
Daddy.
Keep on praying.
Daddy.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Did your dad come back or your mom? Because I heard his door open.
Everybody
on Facebook.
Are you my friend on Facebook? Are
you back? You could.
Sandra.
Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Sandra.
Yes, ma'am.
Will you get a woman of God the prayer line number? And will you give her, I don't know,
yeah.
She might not need a code. She wants to sow a seed. She wants to sow a seed, so would you give her directions? Here you go. Elena, you could go on and give her the information on how to sow the seed and where to do it. Give her the prayer line number also. She's right here.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Pastor. It's just on my in my spirit that I want to sow a seed because I really like this prayer line, and I've never heard you ask for a dollar, but I know that, you know, if God provides these resources. So is there, how do I get it to you? That's all I want to know.
A pen, I can get you my number, and then I can call you after the show or text you after the show. And
okay. Very good. I'm ready for the number right now, a phone number. That'll work. Yeah. I know how to send phone numbers. Amen. So what is that phone number?
Okay, 817.
817. Yes. All I got was 817.
Okay, 817-217.
217, yes.
3222. 3222.
3222.
Not, no, this is something different, brother Brian.
Okay, so I have area code 817-217, and I need the last four digits.
3222.
3222. 817-217-3222.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And after the line, I'll text the apostle's name and everything and how you can sow your seed, and I'll give you the prayer line number that I know everybody can get into with no matter what carrier you have.
Okay, 817-217-3222. Very good.
Yes, ma'am.
Create contact. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting the services. I've been dismissed for the day, so I can go home and get ready for work on tomorrow morning. But it's been on my spirit to sow a seed. I'm a happy type, and I like sowing seed, my seeds in good soil. So I've been listening for 7 days on this prayer line, and I thank you for it. And while I'll just, you know, get out of the way now, Lord, the brother here is Evangelist Elbert.
Great.
Amen.
Woman of God, I want to encourage you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Amen. God said because of your obedience, he's going to turn some things around for you. And he said what you've been praying for in secret, he's getting ready to reward you openly. He's heard your secret request. And he said that he's getting ready to enlarge your territory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said because of
thank
your
you,
obedience. And God's going to turn. See, the Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
In the morning.
Amen.
God's going to turn your morning. You get ready to experience a new chapter in your life. And that's what I hear the Lord saying. Thank you. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah. For what God is doing in the fellowship, everything God is doing in the ministry right now, us coming together as a family, as members of the body of Christ, praise God, hallelujah. How many of you know God is pleased right now? Hallelujah, praise
Amen.
God. Hallelujah. The Bible says if you offer a glass of water to one of my little ones, you will be blessed. Hallelujah, praise God. So we thank God, hallelujah. When we bless another, God blesses us. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. So we thank God for Linda on today. Amen, bringing us together for that one cause, hallelujah, amen. And we need to come together for all of these kind of causes. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And in the future we'll be able to do such that, praise God. Hallelujah. Like I said before,
Amen.
We'll have a treasury department if you need rent, light bill paid, groceries. We're gonna be able to do that, praise God. Hallelujah. This is just the start of what God has planned for this fellowship. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We truly thank God for everybody who's called in so far. But if y'all just tuning in, this is the revival that just won't stop, praise God. We've been going since May 11th. Hallelujah. And we only growing stronger, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God for all of y'all that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace, and I'm going to introduce our speaker for the night. Amen. Let me read. I want to try something different. Amen. I want to read off our prayer list. Praise God. We got Evangelist Virgie, Mother Alberta, Evangelist Jackie, Brother Bobby, Sister Linda, Sister Yolanda, Sister Kathleen, Brother Brian. Hallelujah. Sister Keisha. Sister Crystal, praise God, hallelujah. And we got Brother Carl Delaney. Bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah. If I missed anybody, text me the name, and I'll make sure we put them on the list. We'll try to leave this list every night, praise God, hallelujah, and put them on the throne of grace, hallelujah, on tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight for allowing us to come together in your holy name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together as a family unit on tonight to help one of our sisters that are in need, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the ability to do so, Lord, giving us the heart to help. Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Thank you, Lord, for reaching, for exceeding our needs, exceeding, hallelujah, our expectations in you, Lord. And we believe, Lord, hallelujah, that you have already worked everything out in our favor. And we thank you for it in advance, Lord. We praise your high and your holy name. Lord, touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet as he gets ready to bring forth your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Let the anointing flow freely on tonight. And Lord, we thank you, we praise you, and we magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's working stuff out that we don't even know he's working out. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Getting ready to come forth and bring forth the word of God as he has every single night. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is the leader. Hallelujah. Of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship based out of Long Beach, California. Praise God. I'm talking about none other than your friend and mine, the Holy Apostle, Eldon A. Kirk. He will be coming forth and bringing forth the word after this election. The next voice you will hear will be that of Apostle Eldon.
to everyone that's under attack, that if you're under attack right now, it's only because something greater is getting ready to come your way.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I hope everybody can hear me tonight. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
The greater attack, the greater the attack, the greater the blessing. The greater the attack, the greater the outpouring of God's Spirit is going to be on our life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
How many know that God is allowing the enemy to set us up?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Remember what Joseph said to his brothers? He said, what you meant for evil. Put me in the pit, willing to sell me to the Ishmaelites, and then me being at Potiphar's house, hallelujah. All of what you meant for evil, God already had another plan to work it for my good. Somebody give God a prayer.
Amen.
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 Amen. I ain't making noise in the phone.
Amen. That came all of a sudden. Whoever that is, can you please mute that?
That in the morning, the enemy.
It's TV.
Amen.
Like somebody.
And we're going to continue.
Please put your phone on mute. You still could be able to hear the pastor. Put your phone
Thank
on
you,
mute.
Lord. Hallelujah.
With your expression to God. Put your
Thank
phone
you,
on mute.
Thank you, Jesus.
We trust
Amen.
You a word from God.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Get off the line.
Amen. Amen.
Phone apostle.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before you're alone tonight, come with me to Ezekiel chapter 21. And I believe there we will hear the voice of our God. Yeah, the reason why the enemy cutting up so is because he know that his time is about to be up.
Amen.
Everything got a time to it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 And how many
Amen.
Know that the devil know when his time is up? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Ezekiel what, Bishop?
Ezekiel 21. We begin Amen. Reading at verse 25.
Bishop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Mama. This year. Get up there. Come on. Come on.
Amen. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Ezekiel chapter 21. Beginning with verse 25. And the word of the Lord reads. Thank you, Father. Before we go into prayer, let's have a moment of prayer. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your word tonight. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that when you speak, Lord, let us be able to hear you with clarity. Father, when we hear you, let us move at your command. We thank you tonight that things are about to change and that they will never be the same again. We thank you that the enemy's time has come to a closure. Thank you that our time now has come to an openness to where now, Lord, we're going to be able to do everything that you put in our heart to do. Thank you, Father, that it is our time now. We shout, Lord, because we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that the last shall be first and the first shall be last. We thank you, Lord, that now you are putting the crown on who it really belongs to. So we bless your holy name tonight, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray tonight. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many know there's been an identity self in the spirit?
Yes, there. Hallelujah.
But God finna give back the rightful one of who it belonged to tonight.
Yes, God.
Man.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
There's going to be a changing of the guard. I don't know if you can hear me tonight, but the guards are about to change in the spirit realm.
Hallelujah.
God's going to set down the imposters, and he's going to raise up the real. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And people that's been talking about it ain't your time, God is saying, amen. Don't even listen to that, because that's not me. It's your time now.
That's right.
You done sit there and watch everybody get blessed. You done sit there and watch folk dance and shout, amen. And they season, God said, now get ready for your dance, because your dance is coming now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. You getting ready to get a chance to shout in your season. Let me tell you something, when your season comes, amen, don't you be busy worrying about what nobody thinks. You just go in there and start praising God, because don't nobody know what you had to go through in order to wait for your season to come. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. I believe
amen.
Job said, he said, I will wait, you know, for my appointed time. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to wait for my change to come. There's a waiting period for this thing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And God is saying, you waited. And you waited patiently. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes with tears, but we were still waiting. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Sometimes we were like, say, Lord, how long? How long, Lord, am I going to have to wait, Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do you see how long I've been waiting, God? But God said, yeah. And I've given you the strength to wait on me. Come on here, somebody. But now you getting ready to get a chance to reap the benefit.
Yes, Lord.
How many know that there are benefits to waiting on God? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
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 Lord, thank
you.
People, they get impatient and they leave to my work. You know, oh, that's too long. But how many know when you really want something good, you got to wait on it? Amen. Sometimes, you know, a quick thing is not always a good thing. Come on here, somebody. Sometimes you just want to wait because you know that it's going to be just what you want. It's just when you need, when you wait on it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm still a little old fashioned, y'all. I just believe in good things come to those who wait. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I ain't worried about your last name. Glory to God, because I know what I'm waiting on. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I ain't worried about you poking fun at me, because I know what I'm waiting on. Come on, somebody. When you know what you're waiting on, you will wait patiently.
Yes.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because you know that you won't be disappointed if you wait on it. Come on here, somebody. In verse 25 of Ezekiel 21. It says, you profane and wicked prince of Israel. Come on here, somebody. because the devil is alive.
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. He says, you profane and wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the enemy day is here? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Old folks used to say every dog got their day. Come on here, somebody. And then my mama would say some dog got 2 days according to what they do. Come on here, somebody. I mean, let the enemy know, glory to God, that he got a day coming. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, let me tell you something. Let me encourage your heart right now what the Lord just put in my spirit. He said the reason why the enemy trying to fight, because he know that he ain't got no more time to fight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Time is not on his side. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But I mean, you know that time is on our side because God is on our side. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
And how many know when God is on your side, it make a whole lot of difference. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And so God is saying he's about to turn this thing around. And how it's been, it ain't going to be no more. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
God said, I'm about to overturn some stuff. Come on here, somebody. He said, I'm overturning it for you. Glory to God. Overturn means that it may be one decision, but God gonna come in and make it another decision. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
I thank God because he know how to turn things around to make it work directly in our favor. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Somebody have a baby crying.
Man, hallelujah. It's time. It's time, glory to God. Whose day has come, whose time of punishment has reached its climax. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the enemy's punishment is about to reach its climax? Come on here, somebody. You know, the climax is the tip top. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Because of what he's been doing, God is saying his punishment is about to catch up with him. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
This is what the sovereign Lord says. Come on. Sovereign means that he has the final say, so come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How many know that the crown that the enemy got on don't belong to him? Come on here, somebody. The enemy got our crown, and God is saying he finna make the enemy give us our crown back. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 You can't wear no stolen crown, devil, because the crown don't belong to you, glory to God. It belongs to the one God gave it to. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, don't let the enemy steal your crown.
Amen.
Don't let him steal your crown.
Hold on to your crown, neighbor, because your crown getting ready to pay off for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pay off for you.
And we didn't walk around here broke, busted, and disgusted, but God said, old days finna be over with. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please hear the prophet of God tonight. Glory to God. Yeah, we've been like, we've been going without, but God said, oh, that's about to be switched over. I'm about to overturn that. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah. You've been walking, but you're getting ready to ride. Glory to God. In the best. He said, because I'm overturning, amen, what the enemy has been trying to put on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody right quick, say, neighbor, give the enemy his burden back. Don't be wearing nothing that don't belong to you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says he became poor that we might become rich. Come on here, somebody. Now, if he became poor, then we might become rich. Then why are we still poor? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is saying it's
Amen.
Time for the world to line up. Glory to God. You've been confessing, and now it's time for you to start possessing. Oh, God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You've been confessing, but now it's time for you and I to start possessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What did he tell them in Numbers? He said, go and what? Possess the land. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Go possess what rightfully belongs to you. Come on, give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, my situation is being overturned.
Things
are being overturned. Man, my situation, name is being overturned. Amen. Yeah, I got some things going on, but God is overturning my situation. He's overturning my condition. He's overturning my finances. He's overturning my sickness. He's overturning everything that the enemy been trying to bring against me.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Tell somebody that the name is being overturned.
It's being overturned.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Jesus. Hallelujah. Overturn.
Hey, shout out to the devil. Oh, I feel the presence of God right now, Nate. You need to tell the devil, say, devil, your time is up.
Devil, your time is up.
Your time is up in my life, devil. Your time is up of taking me through the rain. Your time is up of harassing me. Glory to God. Your time is up of keep telling me what I can't have. I'm going to have everything you said I couldn't have and then some. Somebody give God a praise. I'm going to have everything you said I couldn't have and then some. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You said I couldn't have that, but God said I can have it. And I agree with my dad. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You need to give God a praise right now, beloved, and say, God, because you're getting ready to have what the devil say you couldn't have. You're getting ready to have what he say you can't have, and you're getting ready to possess what he said you would never be able to possess. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah to God tonight.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, being overturned, neighbor. It's being overturned. Glory to God.
Being overturned.
Now, look at what verse 26 says. It said, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Take off the turban. Take off the turban. And remove the crown. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the turban is kind of like the crown. It is the crown. But then the turban is what goes inside the crown. He said, remove the turban. Take off the turban. Take it off.
Hallelujah.
The turban has to do with the dress,
hallelujah,
with the robe.
Uh-huh.
Yes. The robe. God said, no, that ain't you. You ain't royal. You ain't got no kind of kingship. Take that off. Come on here, somebody. Because remember, God stripped him of all his power. Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
So the turban he got on, the robe he got on, don't belong to him. Guess who it belonged to?
Hallelujah.
It belonged to us. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Tell
amen.
The devil tonight, say, devil, take it off. Take it off, devil.
Devil, take
devil,
it out.
Take it out.
Devil.
That don't belong to you. Come on here, somebody. Take that turban off. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Give me my turban back. Give me my crown back. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence taken by force. How many know something you just gotta take? When it really belongs to you, you take it. Glory to God. You ain't got to ask for it.
Amen.
Amen. If it's yours, I ain't got to ask for what's mine. I'm taking what's mine. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. If I'm asking you for it, then that means that it must
amen.
Not be mine. But if I take it, glory to God, that means that it's mine. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And what's wrong with a lot of us is that we're asking the enemy
hallelujah.
To give us our stuff back. Come on here, somebody. How you gonna ask for your stuff back, glory to God? You ain't finna bully me.
I'm finna come and take what's mine. Right. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
And then the Lord said to the enemy, take off the turban. Remove the crown. It will not be as it was. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody that things are about to change. Yes.
Things are about to change.
Things about to change.
Y'all better hear the Holy Ghost tonight. The Holy Ghost said things are about to change. Glory to God. Somebody said change is coming.
Change is coming.
Amen.
Can anybody feel a change coming? Come on, here, somebody.
Change is coming.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Change is coming. That's right. Change is coming. Change is here. Lord, change is here, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the change, Father God. Thank you. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm back, y'all. Glory to God. The enemy don't want this to get out, but amen, it's fresh off the press. Glory to God. God wanted to get out, so it's going to get out. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the fact that the enemy don't want it to get out, glory to God, that's going to make me preach it even harder. Glory to God. It's your time now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've been last, but now God said it's time for the last to be first. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Devil, you've been wearing my turban. Get out of that robe that don't belong to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has given me a royal robe. Come on here, somebody. It's time to put your stuff on. It's time to look geared up. It's time to get, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm getting ready to adorn you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because it's your time now.
Amen.
Thank you, somebody Jesus. Said, my time now, glory to God, and I'm going to walk in it, glory to God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I've been waiting on it for a long time, neighbor. How many know that change is so good when you've been waiting on it?
Amen.
Yes.
Waiting on it. Waiting.
He says, it will not be as it was. Come on here, somebody. It will not be the same. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Then it says, the lowly will be exalted. Come on here, somebody. How many of you been feeling lowly? Come on here, somebody. How many of you been in a low place? But God said, I'm finna bring you to a high place. I'm finna exalt you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've been in this place of loneliness, but God said, I'm finna raise you up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, it's time to come up. Come on here, somebody.
It's time to come up, neighbor.
Hey, I feel something right there. It's time to come up, neighbor. Glory to God. Don't you know you can only be low for so long? Don't you know that it's only how you can only go so low before it's time to come up? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank
God said, when you done been in your lowest, God said, now it's time for your elevation. Yeah. Well, I wish I could teach this like I feel it. Glory to God. God is saying, yeah, I've allowed you to go through some stuff, but what I've allowed you to go through is going to make you better. He said, if you don't let it make you bitter, it's going to make you better. Somebody give God a praise. Mm-hmm.
No better. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
He said the lowly will be exalted, and the exalted will be brought low. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In other words, the one that thought they was on top is going to be on the bottom. And the one that thought they was at the bottom is going to be on top. Tell somebody that God's about to overturn it. How about Sando?
Overturn it.
Hey, y'all don't hear what the Lord is saying tonight. God is about overturn to overturn
it.
Your situation. Come on here, somebody.
Overturn it.
Man.
Glory to God. Oh, tell somebody against the neighbor, my situation is being overturned. Glory to God. He's already overturned it. Come on. I just got to give him the praise. He's already overturned it. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's like when you go to a court and then you go to a higher court. The higher court can overturn the lower court. You ain't here with them. Woo, glory to God. Let me say it again. I said a higher court can overturn a lawyer, a lower court.
Amen. Yes, it can.
And when you go to the highest court, which is heaven, God is saying, don't worry about nothing.
Because
I'm overturning it. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm almost done tonight, beloved, but I just want you to get in your spirit that your situation is being overturned. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I know this bad news for the devil. Amen. Why? Because he got to get back all the stuff he has stole. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Give it back.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And right now, we in the taking mode. Come on here, somebody. God said, don't ask for it back. Take it. Come on here, somebody. Give me my stuff, glory to God. You've been wearing my stuff, glory to God. That means I'm going to have to pray over it now and sanctify it now and lift it up before God, glory to God. Hallelujah. So it can get his holiness back. So it can get his righteousness back. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because it's been in the wrong hands. Come on here, somebody. But how many of that minute we get it back, God said the anointing going to come back to it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 27. And he says a ruin. Look at verse 27. He says a ruin. I will make it a ruin. I'll tell somebody said, God's about to mess the devil up. Come on here, somebody. That word overturn means God's about to ruin the enemy plan. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever plan the enemy had, God is about to ruin it. Come on here, somebody. That means that God is going to mess it up. Come on here, somebody. I wish somebody get happy. Glory to God. Because God is about to ruin the devil's plan. Come on here, somebody. So whatever the enemy had that was fixed against me, God said, it's been to work all for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love the Lord, and I'm a call according to his purpose. Tell somebody, say, neighbor, it's all good in my hood. Hallelujah, it's all good in my hood. Come on.
My hood.
Why? Because God is overturning stuff for me. Come on here, somebody. He's going to overturn some stuff that I ain't even expected for him to overturn. Come on here, somebody. Yes, Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
He says a ruin.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to ruin the devil's plan. And I mean, though, it's so good when he ruined the devil's plan. So that means that whatever the enemy had in mind, he's not going to be able to do it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise to Jesus. Praise.
Because somebody is being praise. Overturned.
It's being overturned.
I want you to shout right quick and say, Lord, overturn it.
Lord,
overturn it.
Overturn it.
Lord, overturn it.
Overturn it. I want you to shout overturn it three times. Overturn it.
Overturn it.
Overturn it.
Overturn it.
Overturn it. Hallelujah, Lord.
Lord.
Now, you know that to overturn, each one represent a Godhead, right?
Yes.
That's why it's three. Because they all came in agreement that it's going to be overturned. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, let the Lord work in three. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 The Lord works in threes. Come on here, somebody. That's why there's three overturns in there, glory to God. Because we're getting ready to hear the courtroom of heaven speak. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you know why it's being overturned? Because the blood done got involved. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know when the blood get involved, things get overturned? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The blood will overturn it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Overturn. Blood will overturn.
Hey, the blood will overturn it. Come on here, somebody. How many know that it can't go against the blood? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When the blood speaks, everything
Amen.
Changes. Come
Amen.
On here, somebody. Yeah, they might be guilty, but what about the price I paid for them to be not guilty? Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody that it's being overturned. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Being overturned.
Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. Somebody need to give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. The Bible says there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And guess what? All of them can overturn. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I feel God in this thing. Glory to God now. I feel my daddy showing up. He said, yeah, it's been overturned. Yeah, we've been talking about it. And we all agree that it be overturned. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to thank the Father. Somebody need to thank the Word. Somebody need to thank the Holy Ghost that is being overturned. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to his name. Yes. Oh, yes. Come on, give God a shout, beloved. I don't know what time you shout. Hallelujah. Glory
yes,
to God.
Lord.
Tell somebody that name is being overturned for real. Glory to God. It's being overturned for real. Glory to God. I'm going to come out this thing with the victory. Glory to God. I'm going to come out, glory to God, with everything God wants me to have. Somebody shout, beloved. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Overturn.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I went to a higher court. Amen. They were trying to tell me, amen, but I didn't receive that. So I went to a higher court, and the higher court told me that I could overturn it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Overturn
they told me
it.
I could overturn it. Glory to God.
Overturn it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, I'm almost done. I'm almost finished. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stay with me a little bit more and we'll be done. He said the crown will not be restored until he to whom it rightfully belongs shall come to him and I will give it. God is waiting on us to take our place, beloved.
Yes, Lord.
I don't know if you can hear me tonight. But God is saying, I'm waiting on you to take your place.
Hallelujah.
We've been acting like a pauper, but God said, no, you're a king. You're a queen. Take your place. Hallelujah. Take your place. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I mean, you know that when there was something belonging to you, can't nobody get it till you come, glory to God, because it got your name on it.
Amen.
I mean, you know that God got a blessing with your name on it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I just hear a little saying, they better test this tonight, son. God got a blessing with your name on it. Why you think can't nobody touch it? Why you think can't nobody else claim it? He got your name on the blessing.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise God tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Just put your phone on mute.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We praise you tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're thankful tonight. Are there any questions tonight?
Corey, can you hear me?
Yes.
I have a time to baptism. How many times should a person be baptized?
They can be baptized as many times as they want, dog. They can be. There's no limit.
No limit.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So, Pastor Corey, you said there's no limitation to how many times you could be baptized. Hello?
I'm here, then.
We lost him? He'll be back.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
I was saying, so you were saying there's no limitation to how many times you could be baptized?
No, there's no limit.
Okay. So, Pastor Corey.
Yes.
This is Mother. You know,
hey, Mother.
I've been led to share my testimony. I have a testimony that I've been led to share with the prayer line.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to thank and praise God for Apostle Corey, because God is using men and women for his glory at this last day and time. And I just want to share with you guys, Apostle told me a few months ago, he said God going to be blessing us with people that's in authority. I mean, we know God is a high priest, and we know that he's on time God, and we know he's in authority. But I want to tell you, I've been led to tell y'all this testimony. Ever since Apostle told me that, God's been sending people in front of me that's up in there, and he's doing it for a reason to show that he's not a God that lies, and he don't have to confess to no man. Apostle told me, he said, we're going to start meeting people that's in higher places, in higher positions. But now,
wow.
He's the higher physician. He's the high priest. So I'm giving all my glory and honor to God, because the woman that you guys talked to, she walked with the, she was talking with President, our new president. He took pictures with Tamala, the vice president. She's walking with the new mayor of Los Angeles. She's actually I'm standing for a reason. Because God has come to put approval on what Apostle said. This woman is, God have appointed her, he have anointed her to work for the men and women in our country. She's an activist. She's on the news. You guys can Google her.
and sign her in paper. I don't like to tell people business, but God is showing up and showing out for me, because it was prophesied by the man of God. Yeah, I was running to people like this, and ever since he said, I've been running in front. Not only did he send me two providers, he sent me, I could count five on my hand. So I'm going to tell you, if you pray to God, give you just what you asked for. I asked the Lord, I said, God, I'm doing your will. I said, send me somebody that's going to help. And that's what he did. He sent five people at one time, five of them, and they was all working in my favor for the Lord. So I'm just telling you this because we have true prophets. So God show out, because he did. This woman, you could Google it, you could see her. She's been involved with the, she speaks up, activist. She was down in L.A. towing the bullhorn. And I'm sure she don't want her stuff getting out there. But she washes her hands.
Wow.
She bows her. She takes care of me. Takes care of me.
Thank you.
She brings me hot meals. I'm just telling you what God did for me. He still because I asked for it. Be careful for what you ask for.
Amen.
If you don't want it, don't ask for it. If you want it, you'll get it.
Yes, Lord.
God sent this woman to me.
Amen.
She said, they asked me two times to come and see about you. She said, I turned them down. She said, but that third time, they asked me, I had to come. So God have no limit, no limitation. She could have said no. I don't want to tell her business. God made this woman wealthy, well off. But she's a blessing. So she said he'll put Jesus in our life. And I'm saying that because I'm grateful and thankful to him. So she seen me at my bad time. And what the enemy, like Apostle said, Joseph and his brothers and people in authority, what they meant for his harm, God seemed to be good.
Amen.
He turned everything around. Joseph's on his line tonight. But I want you to know God will turn it around.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
The enemy had for Joseph, and he said, I got a plan.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It was predestined. He said, I see your future. I see you being tormented by your brothers. I see jealousy arose. I see what you went through. But now, hallelujah, look at Joseph. He rode up there with Pharaoh. Hallelujah. He rode in the second car. Apostle preached the word a long time ago.
Amen.
He preached the word.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Lead the prophet, men and women. When God sends somebody, open up your heart. Open up your room. Open up your heart and open up that room in your house for the prophet.
Yes, Lord.
For the men and women of God who watch you be blessed. They say, I don't want to give, but God is the high priest. And if you say, do it, do it. Because he gave it to you.
Amen.
And as I heard the man of God say, God will blow on your blessing. And it won't
Amen.
Go nowhere. It won't go out your house. It won't go up the street. It won't go around the corner if God blow on it. If you say you stingy, if you say you don't want to give, if you say you ain't doing nothing for your brothers and your sisters, and he said, I'm going to blow on it. I'm going to stop your blessing. Then who would you complain to? He the high priest. And that's my testimony. I'm sorry, Apostle. But God have been.
Amen. That's all right, Mother. Amen. Glory to God. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Somebody shout. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. 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 He said he's gonna give you your vision back. But I see hallelujah better than you do.
Hey, glory to God.
But I'm walking in the spirit with God. And I just felt bad to leave y'all with that testimony. If God say do it. Do it. Don't
Amen.
Let it blow on your blessings. Don't let it stop your blessings.
Amen.
Don't let him do it.
Hey,
Amen.
That. Amen.
Don't be like Pharaoh. Hallelujah. We got Shanda. And think that he could fix everything because he was king. And he lost everything, even his life.
Amen.
Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen. Pastor
Amen.
Corey. Pastor Corey.
I think his phone hung up. I think he's trying to call back in now.
Okay, well, Brother Andre, maybe you could answer this question for me. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay, I don't know if it's true or not, but I've been told by several people, and I said I was going to address it with you guys. I was told that when your loved one passed away, that you could still communicate with them through the spirit. Is that true?
It actually is true, but the Bible forbids it.
That's
what
I said that actually
is true. It is true, but the Bible forbids it. That's what when Samuel died, Saul went to a medium to talk to Samuel, who had passed on, but that was forbidden for him to do. So, yeah, we can communicate with the spirits, but we're not really supposed to.
Oh, okay.
Pastor Andre, this is Mother. Can I answer some of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Linda, the Bible says let the dead bury the dead. That's what got, what's the name, Saul. What got him in trouble. Saul called up Samuel, and Samuel was dead. Saul came back. He didn't want to come back from the dead because he know that witch that he wanted. He wanted them to call up that witch. He know that witch was evil. God want us to leave the dead alone. We're not supposed to call them up. If he have anything for them to say to us, We normally, sometimes we have it in dreams, but we supposed to leave the dead alone.
Okay, well,
bury the dead. That's what the word of God says.
Just to clarify, you know, I never tried to speak to my son or bring up none of my loved ones that have passed away to be with the Lord. But, you know, this certain individual keeps telling me I could do it, and she's been communicating with him, and she's been communicating with him. And I was like, first of all,
no.
I don't think that's true. Then I was wondering, why would she want to communicate with my son? He's with the Lord. Let him be in peace.
Yeah, that's
and I
good
said,
part.
You know what? I'm going to ask the pastor because oh, and he would have a better understanding than I would. I was like, nope, I'm going to let him rest in peace. Remember him for
yeah,
the
that's
good.
Witchcraft.
So that is a form of witchcraft.
Yeah, that's a form of witchcraft. That's almost like when they get the Ouija board and they move it. That's something like that. Yeah, that's conjuring up dead spirits. Yeah, that's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's forbidden, right?
Oh, okay. I was just wondering if it was true.
Yeah, if she's able.
That's what them palm readers do.
Yeah. If she's able to do that, she's a witch. If she's able to do that, she's a witch.
She's a witch. Fight.
So can I say this one other thing, and then I'm going to let you have it. When my son died in 2010, I went through a whole lot because I couldn't believe it. He went so fast. I wanted to know what happened. When my son called me a few days before his death, I heard a lot of background noise. And I was saying in my mind, what's that noise? It was some weird noise. He said, Mom, I can't hear after that noise. He said, let me go to a place where I could talk to you so we won't have to hear all the noise. And he went and he talked and stuff. And I thought about it. I said, it sounded like somebody doing something. It wasn't natural. And all kinds of thoughts came to my mind, and the seance stuff came to my mind. The human sacrifice came to my mind. And so I went and I dreamed about him while we were yet mourning him. I dreamed about it, so the Lord told me, and my son came and talked to me.
Pick up, you don't want that.
That's because the Lord.
Put that in there, she's going to eat that. Put it in the fridge
later. I didn't pray that my son come back. I didn't want to see him, I just wanted to remember seeing my son when he left, seeing him as a living person. I didn't want to remember nothing else but that. But because I had all this stuff going through my mind, and he was calling me and telling me they murdered him and all this stuff, I wanted to know, but I wasn't sitting to call him up. So the Lord said, to me, seemed like he said, I'm finna give you an answer now. When I seen my son in the dream, he was peacefully, he was just real clean, and he talked to me. And I don't remember the words he said to me. But all I can say is the word of God say, let the dead bury the dead. And he had a reason to say that. One day we're going to die too.
Amen.
And somebody's going to have to bury us. And then somebody's going to have to bury us. So that means to forget that. Give it all to God. So I had to throw my hands in. Because I never was satisfied that God did it. They called me. He was loving. He was this and that. But only God could answer that question. And this is to soothe your mind. The word of God says to be absent from the body.
It's to be present with the Lord.
Be present with the Lord. Amen.
We have to pray that they made it. And those other things, calling from the dead, that's witchcraft. Witchcraft.
Amen.
Witchcraft.
What is it?
well, I won't be communicating with her no more. I'm just going to delete her number because here recently she keeps bringing that up, and it's like I get a bad vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow.
Listen to this.
Yeah, the unclean spirit.
Those kind of people want to keep you confused. Because what you needed to know from your son, he let you know before he died. So you don't need to know nothing else.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say this, anything that don't come by the Holy Spirit of God or the Holy Ghost of God is witchcraft, definitely.
And,
Amen.
A psychic can have a gift, but if that gift is not given back to God, then it is not a gift that is being used by God. Every gift is not being used by Yahshua.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, God had to go down in the hell to get our gift in the first place. Come on here, somebody. When the Bible says that he took captivity captive, he came back with gifts unto men, that means he went down in the hell to get our gift. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
So when God gives us our gift, it's our duty to give it back to him.
Yes, God.
Because that's how we show our appreciation to him. Lord, thank you for going into hell and getting my gift out of hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Why do you think the Bible says gifts and callings are without repentance? So, yeah, the psychic has a gift, but it's being perverted because it's not being used by Yahshua. She's carrying different demons. She's carrying different spirits. That's why you're getting different vibes every time you talk to one. Come on here, somebody. So there's a spirit controlling them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They're not being controlled by the Spirit of God, so there's a chief demon controlling them. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, I was just wondering if that was really accurate information. And if it was possible.
Uh-huh.
So you guys have gave me the correct answer. Because then I'm done with it. I'm done with her.
Amen.
Well, Bishop.
Yes.
Bishop.
Yes, God.
Don't the Bible tell us not to worry about our loved ones that sleep like we're not going to see them no more?
Mhm. Yeah. Why? Because
I used to worry about my mom and God.
Great prophet.
I used to worry about my mom and God came to me in a dream and he spoke that to me. He said, "Why worry about your loved ones while they are asleep?" He said, "Because you're worrying like you're not going to see them no more." And if they lived and saved, if they was God, if they was Yahshua, then when we pass away, we're going to see them again.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
But be careful. Sister Linda, be careful with that because I practice it with that. And it will get on you.
Don't practice it. You know, she just told me on separate occasions that I could speak to my son, and I was like, really? And she was like, yeah, you could have a conversation with him. And I said, well, you know what?
She's doing witchcraft. That's witchcraft.
I was like, I'm in the process of getting in the tub. I'll call you back. And I hung up, and I never called back, but then she mentioned it again. And I was like, because she was like, you know you could talk to spirits. You know you could talk to your son. I talk to him all the time. So, God help my soul. Please forgive me, God. So,
we just got to understand. Once you come across a medium is open to every kind of spirit.
What's the medium?
I don't know if you can hear me. Can you
hear
me?
You.
No. No. I say a medium is open to every kind of spirit.
Uh-huh.
And some of what they tell you will be the truth. But that little bit of truth that they tell you will be to lure you in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And so, yes.
Now, you said it right the first time. The word of God said, gifts come without repentance. And he gives us all the stuff. Some of those people, they get greedy. They get lunches for money.
Mm-hmm.
And if he pay you the gift, when you do it the right way, you can still get money. But some of them,
that's right.
They use it to make money. And God didn't just give them that gift for that.
Uh-huh.
He gave them the gift to use for him and his purpose. Then they go out and they even buy cards. They read cards on you. They do all the kind of stuff. You know that ain't no God.
Well, you know, man. I was just wondering, because I said to myself, woman got to be drunk or high. But then she mentioned it to me again, so I said, you know, I'm gonna ask the pastor, is it true? Could it be done? But you guys have clarified it could be done, but I don't let my son, my son is with the Lord. He's resting.
Amen.
Any questions I need to ask him, I'll wait till I make it to heaven where he's at. The rest of the night.
Amen.
Amen.
The rest of the crap
Amen.
Is crap. But I didn't know it could be done, so. Like Brother Andre say, it is true, but it's witchcraft. I'm deleting her number.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Saul,
after
Samuel died, because he was still trying to get and call up Samuel, he said, well, what you want me for if God ain't talking to you?
Come on.
And the witch was a medium.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's...
See, I said, am I going to get in trouble for this? He said, no, you ain't going to get in trouble. You're going to be all right. He messed around, they got a hold of Samuel. Samuel said, you're going to be where I am tomorrow. Don't worry. But then we got to be careful.
Well,
I don't know if it was the news you wanted to hear.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. I was going to... I'm going to keep trusting in the Lord, serving the Lord to the best of my ability, living right, and one day I'll make it up there to heaven, and I'll see him then.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
Okay. Didn't that evil spirit come on fire? The evil spirit came on Saul, and the Saul couldn't even rest. He wasn't never at peace.
Mm-hmm.
So he called up the dead, which was Samuel. And that spirit got on Saul. He wasn't able to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And David had to pray to God. You know?
Oh, wow.
So we stepping on dangerous ground. God,
that's what I was going to say. You know, let's just change that conversation because we don't want to let Satan into our realm. Since you guys said that's a form of witchcraft, we're just going to delete it and get back to the holy ground. Because that's scary.
I mean, why would you tell us a person that just lost their child some crap like that in the first place? You gotta be crazy.
You know why? Let me tell you why they do that. Because you is at your vulnerable moment. You weak right now, and you want any kind of answer that'll make you feel that you're still with him. So that's why they do that.
And a lot of them be lying. If they talk to you long enough, they'll pick up key information from you, and then they'll act like they hear in the spirit, like he's standing next to you right now. He wearing blue jeans and a khaki shirt. Like, it's like you done seen a picture of him in your house or something, or you done described them. They real sneaky. Like, they just like fake props. Just like fake props.
Well, I'm deleting her number, so.
I'm pretty sure if you would have went forward with it, sooner or later she would have asked you to send her some money.
Because sooner or later
she would have asked you to send her some money.
Because when she brought that conversation up, it really disturbed me. I didn't get no sleep that night, but I told her, you know what, I'm in the process of getting in the tub, I'll call you back. And I never called her back, and like 2 or 3 days later she called me. Talk about she communicate with him all the time. I like, that's wicked. But let's move on.
I was just gonna say real quick, I've had dead people contact me, but I didn't know they was dead. Like, I guess they stopped by on the way out. Like, they died. For example, my great-grandmother died, and I was about to say my prayers, and she said, and I heard her voice say, make sure you pray for me now. And then about 4 a.m, my mother woke me up and said that she had died. So I've had events like that happen. But I've never had, like, you know how they say, I ain't never had nothing crazy happen, like in the movies or nothing like that. That's straight witchcraft.
Well, I didn't think it could actually be done. But, you know, I'm trusting in the Lord that he's in peace, he's with the Lord, and, you know, I'll see him when I make it up there. I do everything in my power to continue to keep serving the Lord, doing right, and praying and trusting in the Lord that he'll bring me up there, and when I get there, he'll say, job well done.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We just thank God for the word of God on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for the man of God, everybody that's on the line on tonight. Thank God for the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that truth is what makes us free. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And just knowing that to be absent in the body is to be present with the Lord makes us free from all these, you know, these mediums, these psychics, these fake prophets. Hallelujah. We free from all that manipulation because we believe in the word of God. Bless
Amen.
The name of the Lord on tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we thank God for everybody that called in tonight, everybody that tuned in tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Do we have any more questions for the man of God or any more comments tonight? Praise God.
Yeah, I just want to say thank you, Pastor, for being obedient. Man of God, bringing that word. That was the word that we all need to feast on, because God is restoring back to us with cankerworm have ate and stole. So I thank God for that word, and that was the dynamite word, and we just have to hold on to God's promises and trust that the rules are going to work. They work in fire good. Thank you, Apostle.
Hey, man, bless you, Mother. You're so welcome, Mother. Bless you.
And I want to say thank you guys for giving me understanding of some of these things I don't completely understand.
Amen.
And I'm trusting in you guys because I know you guys are the true prophet. And, you know, like the young lady said earlier, you guys don't ask for money. You know, because like Pastor Corey said, you know what? And I feel the same way. As long as you're doing the Lord's work and you're doing God's job, He's going to take care of you anyway. So, you know, I'm just blessed to know you guys and be on the prayer line. And I don't understand everything, and I apologize if I'm inconveniencing anybody, but I need to get understanding.
Oh, no.
No,
it's no inconvenience at all. Like we always say, the only dumb question is the question that you don't ask.
Okay, well, thanks for being, you know, answering them. I trust you guys, everybody. You know, we're a family. We're a church family now. We're a family in Christ. And, you know, what I don't know, I'm blessed and I'm grateful that I could come to you, to either you, Brother Andre, or Pastor Corey, and get the correct information. Because people lie. People tell you what they think you want to hear, especially when it comes to money. And that's not the case with our line. So, you know, this is a blessed line, and the Lord is moving on this. And I'm just grateful to be a part of it.
Amen. Well, we thank God. Amen. Sister Linda and everybody else who's in attendance on tonight. Praise God. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for
Brother
the word
Andre,
of God.
Brother Andre, can I say something?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I just thank God. I've been on many prayer lines, but this is one prayer line I feel so connected to. And I just thank God for that. I thank God for Bishop for us getting baptized yesterday. It was so awesome. I wish you guys could have been there. God really moved me, really blessed me. And he healed, he delivered. Oh, God, so many young people got baptized, and I'm just still excited about it. And I just thank God for all you guys. I thank God for Sister Linda, Brother Bobby, whoever prayed for rain in California. It rained in California. We got rain last night. I thank God for that because all those fires was going on.
Rain did hit up that way,
so I thank God for that rain. Yeah, we got rain. I mean, it's thunderstorms.
I
thank God for all you guys. I praise God. You know, he gave us a prayer line that is appointed, and it's true. And I thank God for you, Brother Andre. I got some coming your way, too, so look out for it. Because you have really been a blessing. Because when I can't get on this prayer line, I can get on YouTube. And that's a blessing. So I don't miss nothing. Because sometimes I can't get on, and I just thank God for you having it on YouTube. And sometimes I'm up all night watching it, what I miss, and I get to take notes and everything. So that's a blessing right there, and I thank God for you. And I thank God for Mother and for the other mother, Catherine, and everybody that's on the prayer line. You guys are so awesome, and we are so blessed to have all of us. We are so blessed to have each other. Because my Bible says, help those that's in need, especially those in the household of faith.
So we have
to look after one another. We have to lift your brother up. Lift your sister up. So I just thank God for you guys. I ask you to pray my strength in the Lord. I got a nephew getting married on this Sunday, and I asked you to keep the Walker family in prayer still, because we got a wedding on Saturday and a funeral on Saturday. So, you know, I just ask you to pray for our family, keep us in prayer, and I love all you guys, and be blessed. I love you.
I love
Amen.
You. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mother again.
So I want
Mother again. I also asked for the prayer line to pray for Brian Hill, who lost a nephew on last week. He got hit by a car that killed him. So he's going to grieve his mom. That was his sister's son. I believe he was in Texas. And she also have a son that drives the helicopter and airplane. Just pray for the Tail family. They down there in Texas. He's out there to pray for their family. He's agreeing with the mom and his family. He was 26 years old. And my daughter just turned 26, so just pray for their family. Pray for my daughter. Let God use them. Pray for all our children.
Amen.
Amen.
And Mother Alberta, I talked to Snoop on chat, and his mom, she ain't doing too well. Beverly Broad has put her on the prayer list, Brother Andre. Snoop Dogg's mother, that's my friend. I grew up with him.
Snoop Dogg's mother?
Yeah, her name is Beverly Broad. Yeah. Snoop's mom.
Is Jackie?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's still in the hospital. Sleeping in was there yesterday, so I talked to him on chat. Yesterday, and he said she opened her eyes and looked at him. And she looked at him and his brothers and went up there. She opened her eyes up and looked at him, and then I closed her back up.
Yeah. Now, my niece went out there and
yeah,
she,
so.
Said she was just laying there. My niece done went to see her.
Yeah, that's what she's doing, just laying there.
That's what I got. But thank God she opened her eyes. Wow, I ain't heard from Beverly.
Yeah.
She also my friend, a friend of my family.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that to the prayer line.
Yeah.
I have been thinking about it, but you know what? She in the hands of God.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up, because I hadn't heard that in the news or nothing.
Because they don't want it out there like that. Only Snoop talks to certain ones, you know, that's close to family.
Yeah.
And I grew up with them. I've been knowing them since 1969.
And I know that when he
is,
that's
his nephew. We just have.
I also keep the woman that spoke on the prayer line. She called the prayer line on the prayer line because she's dealing with different pieces and positions. And I believe it's a God thing. So keep her in prayer. She's my caregiver. And she's doing things for.
Okay.
Men and women of God and black people spirit, I'm sorry. But just keep up in prayer.
Thank y'all for bearing with the man of God. Thank y'all for bearing with me, y'all. You know, I got my babies here and babies and the team. You know, that and trying to do what God wants me to do. So I thank everyone for your patience and for your prayers.
You sound like we got a newborn, huh? You have
Amen.
A newborn?
Yeah, he in here. Glory to God.
That's
yes,
cool.
Mother.
you have a newborn? It sounds like you have a newborn over there, huh?
Yeah. You sound new, huh?
It sounds new, like the one that was perfect.
I was about two. Almost two. Well, Apostle, if you want, you can go ahead and get your final announcements and get your benediction, bless the Lord.
I just want to remind everybody,
I'm going to send out a, let me say this real quick. I'm going to send out the sister's Cash App information, and as soon as I get back home, I'm in route right now. I'm going to send that out on the group chat to everybody. So I'm going to send that out so we can get together and help out with that. Praise God. It's back in your hands, man of God.
All right.
Hey,
thank you, man of God. Amen. Well, I want to give God praise for everybody, man. Elder Andre, man. Bless you, man of God.
That's true.
Some more incredible doors are getting ready to open for us. Amen. Some awesome things were prophesied yesterday. Some of the same thing that we've been talking about, man of God, was prophesied last night at the baptism. Amen. So I'm thanking God for that. Let us be continue to be diligent in our giving, because every time we obey God, that's a door that's gonna open for us. Every blessing is behind obedience. So every time we're obedient, we're opening a door that God has for us. I don't know if y'all can hear me.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So the blessing is only weighed on our obedience. So we can either receive a blessing or miss a blessing. So you know, it's based upon us obeying God. Amen. And so I praise God for all of you tonight. Amen. I feel refreshed. I feel renewed. Amen. There's a joy in my soul, and I'm just ready to win a world for Daddy. How many of you know that God saved us for last?
Amen.
Yes. I feel like the wine that was saved for last. Amen. Hallelujah. So I bless God on
Amen.
Tonight. I'm gonna pray us out of there. No more comments. Father, we thank you for what our eyes have seen, for what our ears have heard, for what our heart now understands. We thank you for overturning situations, conditions, finances, whatever it is, God. Thank you for overturning the enemy's report. Thank you for overturning the enemy's report. We thank you for the victory tonight, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory. What I say unto one,
I say unto all.
And pray.
What?
And live holy. Every day.
And live holy. Every day.
And say, neighbor.
Neighbor,
I love you.
I love you.
And nothing you can
I
do
love
about
you.
It.
And
Amen.
Nothing you
Amen.
Can do about it.
I want to give God a
Amen.
Shout.
Amen.
Amen. That's funny, got my baby in the background.
Glory.
A little better than I do. I don't know if y'all heard me. It'd be me saying it, glory to God, hallelujah.
Amen.
But that's a good thing.
Amen. Amen. God, praise God. I love y'all so much. And let me tell you something. Love covers a multitude of sins. And it's hard to love and talk about somebody at the same time. Matter of fact, you can't do both, glory to God.
Amen.
And so we thank God for the love. He said by the love you have one for another, that's how people gonna know you are my disciples indeed. Come on here, somebody. He said indeed. Amen. And so we thank God on tonight. But you are not dismissed until tomorrow night at 5. Amen. Amen. And tell somebody you love them right quick.
Love y'all.
Love you. Amen. Love y'all.
Love you. Yeah, I'm sorry for myself.
Yeah, Brother Andre.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Andre. Okay, I got two of my friends that gave me $20, so I'm going to send the money to Walmart, so I need her information.
Okay, all right. When I get in the house, I'm going to send you a phone number and everything.
Okay, because I got $100 coming at her.
All right.
Okay. All right. This is Sister Jackie, Brother Andre.
Yes, ma'am. I know. I got the Sister Jackie.
Okay.
All right.
I love
you. Love y'all, too.
Love y'all. How you doing? Hello?
Love y'all.
Love you too, Sister Kathleen.
Okay. Yeah.
shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere for breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting, shifting, shifting the atmosphere. It's moving and it's breaking. Shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
Every yoke is destroyed. Every chain is broken. This worship is shifting the atmosphere.
Shifting the atmosphere.
It's moving. It's breaking.
Shift.
happened.
I was going through the change. I'm
For the Bible said there to be earthquakes and violence. The words of the song said Jesus getting us ready for that great day. Look at somebody and say, who shall? Who shall? Who shall be able to stand? Let's say amen for Brother Melvin Williams, Brother Doug Williams. Say amen for the Williams brothers.
My God, goodness, spread it for that. My God, goodness.
7:30. Can I testify? The 7:30. Of that my life was short. He thought by now I knew. He thought I had no more. But that's when someone greater lifted my situation.
Temptations on every hand.